College English Test. Band 4.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read, A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. Boating and skating are my favorite sports.
I like swimming, but not boating or skating.
Which sport does the woman like?
Question 2. Have you finished reading my research report? I put it on your desk last week.
Yes, but you have to revise some parts of it, I'm afraid, if you want to get it published.
What does the man suggest that the woman should do?
Question 3. Hi, Susan. I hear that you walk all the way to the office these days.
Yes. I have found great pleasure in walking. That's the type of exercise I enjoy very much.
Why does the woman walk all the way to the office? Question 4. How about the food I ordered? I've been waiting for 20 minutes already.
I'm very sorry, sir. I'll be back with your order in a minute.
What's the woman's job?
Question 5. Excuse me, sir. I'm going to send this parcel to London. What's the postage for it?
Let me see. It's £1.50.
Who is the woman most probably speaking to?
Question 6. I think it's high time we turned our attention to the danger of drunk driving now.
I can't agree with you more. You see, countless innocent people are killed by drunk drivers each year.
What does the woman mean?
Question 7. Here's a $10 bill. Give me 2 tickets for tonight's show, please.
Sure. 2 tickets, and here's $1.40 change.
How much does 1 ticket cost?
Question 8. Are you sure you've corrected all the typing errors in this paper?
Perhaps I'd better read it through again.
What's the woman going to do? Question 9. Mary, would you like to go to the movies with me after dinner?
Well, I'll go if you really want me to, but I'm rather tired.
What can we conclude from this conversation? Question 10. If I were you, I'd ride a bike to work. Taking a crowded bus during rush hours is really terrible.
Thank you for your advice, but my bike has got a flat tire.
How would the woman most probably get to work?
Section B. Compound Dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7. With the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other, so there is no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word, variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover. That is, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, 7 bad men jumped out at me. One of them had a knife, and we got into a fight. Another policeman arrived, and together, we arrested 3 of the men. But the other 4 ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car. But fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
Now the passage will be read again.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other, so there is no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow. And the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word. Variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover. That is, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes. Not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, 7 bad men jumped out at me. One of them had a knife, and we got into a fight. Another policeman arrived, and together we arrested 3 of the men. But the other 4 ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital. But there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car. But fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
Now, the passage will be read for the 3rd time.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other. So there is no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word. Variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover,
That is,
I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, seven bad men jumped out at me. One of them had a knife, and we got into a fight. Another policeman arrived, and together, we arrested three of the men. But the other four ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car. But fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
This is the end of listening comprehension.